Sirio Pharrell would never have let them knock him down and take his sword away, nor stood by when they killed Lummy Greenhands. Sirio would never have sat silent in that storehouse, nor shuffled along meekly among the other captives. The direwolf was a sigil of the Starks, but Arya felt more a lamb surrounded by a herd of other sheep. She hated the villagers for their sheepishness almost as much as she hated herself. The Lannisters had taken everything. Father, friends, home, hope, courage. One had taken Needle, while another had broken her wooden stick sword over his knee. They had even taken her stupid secret. The storehouse had been big enough for her to creep off and make her water in some corner when there was no one looking, but it was different on the road. She held it as long as she could, but finally she had to squat by a bush and skin down her breeches in front of all of them. It was that, or wet herself. Hot Pie gaped at her with big moon eyes, but no one else even troubled to look. Girl sheep or boy sheep, Sir Gregor and his men did not seem to care. Their captors permitted no chatter. A broken lip taught Arya to hold her tongue.